Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He's a weekly. This week he's being very generous to join us at 2:40 instead of 3. His name is Jason Pinkston, former Browns offensive lineman. Jason, how you doing today?
What's going on, guys?
Not much. We are reacting. I mean, there's a lot of news within the hour about the Browns, so good time to have you on. Marquise Goodwin, the latest to join the team. Elijah Moore obviously joined earlier in the week. Looks like the Browns are bolstering up the wide receiver room. We thought they would, Jason. Are you surprised that they went this route as opposed to maybe going for a Jerry Jeudy or a DeAndre Hopkins, someone like that?
You know what? I love it. You know, Goodwin's a good player. He was in a similar system that we run here out there with Kyle Shanahan. He brings a nice veteran presence to that meeting room. I absolutely love it. I'm happy the Browns are not spending big money on a big name wide receiver. Those guys are just a little bit older, and I think their price is too high. Outside of Jeudy, you know, I wouldn't give up a first round pick for him. You know, I'm extremely happy. I love Elijah Moore. I loved him when he was at Ole Miss. He's going to be great for us. I think it's starting to look up. We're starting to shape this thing up, and it's starting to look pretty good for us.
Yeah, I'm with you. I love the moves this week, Jay. I love the Elijah Moore move. I think, to me, trading back, you know, what, 30 spots to pick 74, 32 spots?
32
spots, and you get a receiver instead of having to draft one at 42. I think it makes a lot of sense. To me now, I would say this. I'm curious your thoughts. Like, there's not a lot of excuses for this offense this year, especially in terms of Deshaun Watson's passing game. They got weapons now.
Yeah, I mean, we do have some weapons, and I totally agree with you. I'm not mad at the move they made of, you know, moving back 32 spots. We still can get a good player there, a good, solid, productive player there. There's no excuse now, man. Now it's time to put it all together and make a run for this and see what we can do. We have a very, very talented offense on paper. If those guys can stay healthy and we can get clicking and win some of these games, I think it's going to be an outstanding year for us.
Yeah, Jason, I don't know what you did as far as for before the free agency period, but seeing the moves they've made, I mean, he's put – it's not Band-Aid on bullet holes. Like, he's done some real moves, Andrew Berry has. Where do you see this team before free agency and after these moves? What kind of impact do you think these moves have been?
I think he's definitely taken notice, you know, of what we needed, the holes we needed to fill. We signed a nice deep defensive tackle for an inside guy who's been a solid guy, and he'll be solid for us. Picked up the defensive end to go opposite of Myles Garrett. I think he's a good player with a lot of upside. You know, it's very clear that they are listening and paying attention and to their team. The moves they've made thus far, I mean, we can argue that we might have had one of the better off seasons throughout the NFL on the players that we picked up and the money we were able to save by not making a panicked, you know, pick or, you know, trading something away that we really didn't want to. So I'm extremely happy with Aaron Berry. Andrew Berry. I'm extremely happy with him and what he's done so far. I look forward to the draft coming up here. We don't have, you know, a first round pick or a second round pick, but we still have some picks, and it'll be interesting to see if they make any moves there. I'm extremely happy we didn't sell the house to get a big name wide receiver. You know, everyone was talking about OBJ coming back. I don't like that move for what he pulled. You know, I'm glad we stayed away from that, and I look forward to see what's next for us.
Jason, they just re-signed Joshua Dobbs, who was here last year, played a game for Tennessee late down the stretch there, and of course the Browns bring him back. I mean, it's a fine move, I think. You know, I mean, listen, if he has to play a, you know, 4 or 5 games this year, that's a problem. But do you like the signing?
You know what, I do. I've been watching Joshua Dobbs a lot here. You know, obviously because he was on the Steelers for a while. I like that kid. He works hard. He plays well when he's in there. You know, he did win a game in Tennessee. But like you said, I mean, obviously he's no Deshaun Watson. If he has to go in there for 4 or 5 games, I don't like it. But I think he'd be able to manage and, you know, maybe win us a game or two. But I think overall it's a solid signing. I mean, at the price now that some of these, you know, these backup quarterbacks are getting, I think it was a fair deal. And it's something that we can work with.
Jason, I got to ask you, I think both sides of the ball, they still have questions, right? Offense, you're wondering about Deshaun Watson. Defense, you're like, did they do enough on the D-line? What's our linebacker situation? Do we have enough within the defensive back room in order to get things done against some of these really talented AFC quarterbacks? In your mind, which side of the ball raises more questions for you?
I mean, I think it would be the defense. I still think we need to add a linebacker. I know that, you know, we had Anthony Walker sign back this year, but I still think we need some depth there. If we add another DB, it sounds like the rumors of the Greg Newsom leaving or being traded is dead for now. But I still think that we could potentially add another defensive tackle or another linebacker or another DB to fill out that room. I think we're in a good place right now with some of the players that we picked up, but there's always still room for an improvement.
Jason, let me ask you, you had an agent, right?
I did. Yes,
okay,
I did.
So you had an agent and you did not have a $250 million deal, if memory serves me correct. No disrespect there, Jason, but like everyone should have an agent, right? What is Lamar doing?
I mean, for me, so I went through 3 agents. I started with Octagon, then I went to Rosenhaus, and then I end up with Neil Schwartz and Jonathan Feinsgold, and they were the absolute best. I think you do need an agent. You need someone who's going to be able to spark these conversations and pull for you and vouch for you outside of your film that you already have out there and some of the accolades that he already has accomplished. Well, listen, Lamar Jackson is a great football player. I don't know how he is, you know, business savvy, but you know, some of these guys do it without an agent. I think Larry Tunzel didn't have an agent. He just signed his second huge deal or third huge deal. So, I mean, it could be done, but you know, me, I would prefer, you know, if he had someone representing him that maybe want to sit down and meet with these guys. I think it's all about relationships too. I think, you know, a lot of these agents, they have good relationships because there's obviously multiple people, players on the team, you know, that where they could get in there and speak on your behalf. And, you know, maybe I don't doubt if he had an agent there's, you know, with a guy who is, you know, very versatile and has a lot of players, you know, he might be, hey, you know, you might want to sign this guy and we can work on this guy of maybe restructuring or helping you guys out on your next signing, whatever the case may be. But I do think an agent is important.
I mean, you're a smart guy though. Did you ever think like I could just do this by myself?
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
You said he was a smart guy. He's very smart.
I know. I'm like, he's a smart guy.
No,
like,
I ain't doing any of that.
Genuinely think he could have been able to do it. I don't know.
My sole focus was just not making Joe Thomas look bad. I was so concerned about just playing good. So I did well, and I didn't make anyone look bad. So I didn't want to have to worry about anything front office or trade related. I did not want to do anything to do with it.
All right, staying with the line then. I know, you know, linemen like to protect their running backs, and they often get a lot of credit if a running back is really good. Is Zeke, in your mind, I don't know what team he's going to end up on, but is Zeke a Hall of Famer?
I don't think he's done enough. I truly don't think he has done enough. I think he had maybe 2 or 3 explosive seasons, but you know, I feel like Dallas kind of ran the legs off of him, and that's the toughest thing about running backs. When you get a really good one and your team's not that great, or you're losing first round of playoffs, second round of playoffs, whatever it may be, the hits they take, man, the abuse and beating their body takes, it wears on them. You know, that's my biggest concern with the Browns is that we have so many fantastic players and a Nick Chubb. You know, I don't want to see us waste his good years that he has. You know, I want to see our team be successful. I don't think Zeke has done enough to be a Hall of Fame running back. I do not.
Should we look at the running back situation different, though? Because if we look at Zeke had a really good first 4 years, and then he had what happens to a lot of running backs, where all of a sudden they just, that's too much tread on the tires. They can't do it anymore. Should we look at them in a different light than maybe we look at someone like a Joe Thomas who played for 10 years and was flawless?
I think you have to, because I feel like a running back's window is smaller than an offensive lineman's window, because those, you know, the big guys can still get out there and bang and fight. They're not running, you know, you don't have to worry about their speed or running a 40-yard dash and 4.3 seconds. And, you know, as a running back, that's more noticeable. If you don't have that speed to, you know, to break out and break away from people anymore, you know, they kind of just move on to the next, you know, next best thing. And for Zeke, you know, Pollard was playing very well. He was getting half the carries then. So I think you do have to look at running back, that position, in a different light, because just the beating that their bodies take, you know, you don't really last that long.
Jason Pinkston, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes, and thank you so much.
Absolutely, man. I hope Nick feels a little bit better next week, and, you know, we'll be back on with you guys next week. I appreciate it, guys, as
Thanks.
Always.
Thanks, Jay. Have a good
Sounds
weekend,
good. Bud. Thank you, Jason.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.